This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will not sign a trade deal with China unless it's a very good deal. Mr. Trump made the comments Friday as he left the White House to tour tornado damage in southern U.S. state of Alabama. The United States and China have been bickering over tariffs since last year. White House is planning a summit between Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Florida later this year. The trade dispute between the United States and China has begun to affect China's economic growth. U.S. President Trump is claiming vindication in the sentencing of his former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, after a U.S. federal judge ruled Manafort should serve 47 months in prison for tax and bank fraud. Trump said he felt badly for Manafort and that it's been a very, very tough time for him. He went on to say that if you notice both his lawyer, a highly respected man, and a very highly respected judge, judge said there was no collusion with Russia. Meanwhile, President Trump says that former lawyer Michael Cohen lied again to Congress when he said he did not ask for a presidential pardon. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Cohen told a House panel last week he never sought nor would accept a pardon from Trump, who calls that a stone-cold lie.
He's lied about a lot of things, but when he lied about the pardon, that was really a lie.
Later tweeting, he rejected a personal appeal from Cohen for a pardon, the strongest assertion yet that Cohen may have lied under oath. Cohen tweeted minutes later saying the president's the one who is lying. But his own lawyer says Cohen directed a previous attorney to explore a possible pardon with the Trump legal team. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump said he would be very disappointed if North Korea is resuming nuclear testing after his recent meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He made the comments to reporters Friday as he prepared to travel to Alabama to view the tornado damage. This is VOA News. Marches and protests were held Friday across the globe to mark International Women's Day under the slogan. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told a commemoration at UN headquarters in New York that remarkable progress on women's rights and leadership in recent decades has sparked a backlash from an entrenched.
We can only reestablish trust and rebuild global solidarity by challenging historic injustices and promoting the rights and dignity of all. We can only achieve sustainable development and peace by drawing on all our assets and capacities.
Millions of others around the world demanded equality amid a persistent salary gap, violence, and widespread inequality. The day, sponsored by the United Nations since 1975, celebrates women's achievements and aims to further their rights. A week after U.S.-backed forces announced the start of their final assault on Islamic State territory in Syria, there's little the troops or the countries backing them can be sure of. A victory over the last remnant of the terror group's self-declared caliphate, still seen as inevitable, has been delayed as a wave of humanity fled the ever-shrinking patch of land IS calls its own. In fact, just about the only thing anyone is almost sure of is what will not be found when the fighting is finally done. As for everything else, it's said that they have been consistently wrong as to the SDF or the Syrian Democratic Forces and their partners and how big the event is. The Pentagon is warning of grave consequences to military relations between the United States and Turkey should Ankara purchase a Russian surface-to-air missile system. If Turkey takes the S-400, there would be grave consequences in terms of our relationship and military relationship with them. That's according to Chief Pentagon spokesman Charlie Summers. Summers said that those consequences would encompass losing U.S. military sales to Turkey, including the long-awaited sale of the United States' new F-35 Joint Strike Fighter jet. Members of the U.S. women's national soccer team have filed a discrimination lawsuit seeking pay that is equal to their male counterparts.
The 28 members of the current women's player pool filed a civil rights action in Los Angeles federal court, alleging institutionalized gender discrimination by the U.S. Soccer Federation. They say they make about 38% of what their male counterparts are paid. It's 3 months before the women defend their World Cup title, and they filed the lawsuit on International Women's Day, seeking damages and back pay. Forward Kristen Press says the players are role models, and they feel it's their duty to fight for what they legally deserve, hoping it inspires women everywhere. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.